still remembering women in war. Some names that come to mind are Nancy Wake. Her code name was the White Mouse. She was an Aussie nurse and a journalist who joined the French Resistance and ended up on Hitler's most wanted list. Or what about Lieutenant Colonel Vivian Bullwinkle, an Australian Army nurse who survived the sinking of the SS Vina Brook by feigning death and the subsequent execution of those who made it to shore. Food guru Nuna Cannell was known as Lance Corporal Kath Walker, was a communications worker with the Australian Women's Army Service, who went on to become a well-known poet, writer and activist for Aboriginal rights. In Britain, the SOE had 55 female agents, 13 were killed in action, 12 were executed, one died of typhus and another from meningitis. Violet Sabo was a British-French Special Operations Executive Agent who was captured, brutally tortured and executed during a mission into France when she was just 23 years old. Her first mission was extremely dangerous as a courier to Normandy. She was given a poem as a code, and the poem goes like this. The life that I have is all that I have. The life that I have is yours. The love that I have of the life that I have is yours and yours and yours. A sleep I shall have, a rest I shall have, and death will be but a pause. For the years I shall have in the long green grass are yours and yours and yours. Men, women, black and white, all shoulder the burden of war. Their stories should be told.